to Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 920 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. You know, I've got a fun show lined up for us. In today's podcast, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out. You know, we're going to talk more about those free seeds later on in the show. Before we get too far, I do want to send a big thank you shout out to my friends at AC Infinity. That's right. All of my grows are laced up with AC Infinity controllers, monitors, and equipment. Why aren't yours? Check out acinfinity.com and use coupon code IREARMY at checkout to save yourself 10%. Once again, acinfinity.com, coupon code IREARMY to save 10%. This is the part of the podcast where I cordially invite you to the Dude Grows Cup. That's right, the Dude Grows Cup is coming back to Longmont, Colorado. The Dude Grows crew will be there. I will be there. Mike will be there. All we're missing is you. Come hang out at the Dude Grows Cup. That's right, June 5th, 6th, and 7th in Longmont, Colorado. Make sure you check dgccup.com for all of the links and details. I cannot wait to see you there. One more thing, by the time this episode comes out, there will be a birthday sale happening at IRE Direct. That's right, my birthday is March 1st, so to celebrate my birthday, I am having a big sale. That sale will start Friday at 4:20. That means that by the time this episode comes out, the birthday sale at IRE Direct is live. Go take a look at IRE Direct right now. There are a lot of new things. The Ice Cream Peyton is available. That's right, Ice Cream Peyton. What is that? That is Gary Payton Cross 2 Ice Cream Cake. I'm calling it the ICP, the Ice Cream Payton. Go take a look. Grab your packs of Ice Cream Payton. There are also packs of Arise Number 4 2 Blueberry and Blueberry Cookies 2 Blueberry and many, many limited editions and exclusive offers. Make sure you go check IRE Direct now for current pricing and availability. Things will sell very quickly. If you see something you want, a limited edition pack, do not sleep. It will disappear. Get those now. I've said it a lot of times. IRE Direct is the place. My birthday is March 1st. We are celebrating. Support IRE Direct. I think that's all of the nonsense we've got here at the start of the podcast. Let's jump into everybody's favorite portion of the show. At the start of the podcast, I did say I was going to give away free seeds. How do you win free seeds? That is a very good question. I have a website. That website is IRE Genetics. I have to be careful adding things to the end of that. You know what goes at the end of there. Go to my website, IRE Genetics. There's a row of tabs. One of those tabs does say Grow Help or Grow Questions. Click on that Grow Question tab. If you send me a question and I read your question on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free gift from IRE Direct. The first question on today's podcast came from somebody who wants to be called Josh. Shout out to my new friend Josh. Josh, check your inbox, dude. You've got a coupon code for a free gift. The question goes like this. It says, when making seeds, after killing the male or the plant that was reversed, so you're going to murder it. That sounds so brutal. Straight to the killing part. After killing the male plant that was reversed, or the plant that was reversed, how many weeks do you give your plants before harvesting seeds from them? So they're basically asking, this is a breeding question. When we're making seeds, we have done our pollination. Pollination is complete. We have chopped down the pollen donor. That is gone. How far after pollination do I wait to harvest the seeds? This viewer says, I've been giving mine 7 weeks from removing the pollen donor, and my seeds are dark, but they are not as big or dark as I would like, and I would love some tips on how to improve my seed production. All right, this is a very good question. The first answer, in my opinion, is you're saying that they are dark, but they're not as big or dark as you would like. Are they done? That's what matters. If those seeds are done, it doesn't matter how big or dark they are. Some seeds simply do not get dark, and some seeds simply do not get big. I've got some plants that make little teeny tiny itty bitty seeds, and I've got some plants that make gigantic beans. I was packaging some halo seeds. Yes, those will be available on IRE Direct. I was packaging some halo seeds, and they're not very big. I was packaging some blue raspberry truffle seeds, and they are gigantic. So it's just a seed variation thing. And talking about the darkness of the seeds, some seeds will get real dark in color, some will not, some will make tiger stripes. I've noticed that if you get your fingers moist and rub that seed a little bit, the tiger stripes come right off. So Don't be too obsessed with the size and color of the seed. It definitely matters. That is a thing. But if you're expecting it to be darker and bigger, maybe you've got a false expectation that you need to adjust and adjust to that plant's potential. So as long as the seeds are done, don't worry too much about the appearance. I said appearance like I'm from North Dakota or something, Wisconsin. But don't worry too much about the hardness or the darkness the size. As long as they're good and hard, when you pull the seed out of the plant, squish it around between your two fingers. Give it a good squeeze. If it pops right away, it's not done. If you got to put some pressure on it to make it pop, that seed might be done. If it's hard and leaves a dent in your finger, that seed's ready to go. If you pull multiple seeds out of that plant from multiple spots and have good results, those seeds are basically ready to go. Now, your main question here is, of course, how do I improve seed production? One of the most important things is timing. If you want to maximize the amount of seeds which you can receive, time your pollination perfectly. Every female plant has peak pollination at a different time. Two examples I love to use on the podcast. Strawberry fields. Strawberry fields is a longer flowering plant, gets a real tall cola in the middle, wants a lot of time to finish, takes a lot of space. She wants pollen way later into the flowering cycle. Maybe up to like day 35, she'll take pollen. More like day 32 or so, she wants pollen. On the other end of that spectrum, there is the Platinum Tangi. That plant stays shorter and squatter, doesn't take as much space, finishes much earlier, and that girl can take pollen at like day 21, day 23. So it's all about which plant, what timing to pollinate, when to pollinate which plant. And the ideal time is when you get the most, you guys call them the hairs, the pistils, the dandelions. That is what is going to accept the pollen. The little white hairs, the fur, the dandelion, each one of those little hairs has the opportunity to receive pollen. The pollen slides down that hair into the ovule inside the bract, and that's where the seeds are formed. That's the little womb of the plant, essentially. So those hairs are when the pollination is most viable. When you've got as many hairs as you can get, as many pistils as possible, they're nice and thick, they're nice and happy, that's when that girl wants pollen the most. So if you can time each plant to get pollen right then, that is the first step for maximum pollination. Now, a lot of us I recommend it. We put multiple females in a room at one time and pollinate them. That will work. You will get seeds. You'll get plenty of seeds. I would put strawberry fields in there a week ahead of time, then put the Platinum Tangi in there a week later and have the pollen donor going at the same time. And then those plants would time up perfectly to receive pollen. So it's all about timing your pollen receiver. That is the first thing. Create a bunch of bud sites, a bunch of pollinatable sites. Now let's talk about things that we can definitely improve and increase in the grow. How about your light? Is your light proper for your space? How much space are you growing in? How far are these plants spread out? How much light do you have in that space? How high from the canopy is that light? Think about the law of the rule of inverse square. Are you getting enough light to those plants? Is it the right spectrum, the light right intensity? Is it the correct light? Are you doing it correctly? That's super important. I think that light is the number one source of energy for our plants, and energy is what is going to build big, strong, healthy seeds. Do you have the right light, the right amount, the right spectrum, and a big enough light for your space? Perhaps you're growing in a tent. Do you need a bigger light? I would visit my friends at acinfinity.com, use coupon code IREARMY, upgrade your light. That would be one of the first things I would think about. So do you have the right light, the right spectrum, the right intensity, the right schedule? I always talk about once those seeds are pollinated, once the plants are pollinated, the seeds are forming, I wait to see that pollination is successful, wait a couple of days, just because I'm trying to be patient, and also I'm cheap on the electricity bill, make sure pollination is successful. Once I'm sure, then I will turn that light back to 18 hours on and 6 hours off. A lot of people's minds are going, what the fuck are you doing? You're absolutely right for thinking that. What I'm doing is I'm giving that light 50% or that plant 50% more light energy per day to give to those seeds. You're going to say that's going to make the buds re-veg and look like shit. Yes, it absolutely will, because we're going to do this for 6 or 7 weeks. So by the end, your plants are fully going to re-veg. You're going to have clones off the top that you can cut and have brand new clones of these plants. You could take clones and seeds from the same bush at the end of this. But We are not focused on making pretty flowers. This is not for Instagram. This is not smokable. This is seed production. I don't care what the flowers look like. The seeds are going to be big, robust, healthy. They're going to get a 95% germination rate. That's what I'm after. I don't care what the weed looks like. I'm not going to take pictures. I'm not posting this on a... I don't even have a damn Instagram to post it on. Shout out to all the social media that took me off. I don't even have an Instagram to share it on, so there will be no photos. This is strictly to make seeds. So we're on 18.6. You're going to get 50% more light than the guy running 12.12 every day, which in the end will shorten your flowering cycle. Most of the time, it'll take about 8-7 weeks-ish to finish out some seeds. They'll be done in 6 or 7. I did it. Sorry, guys. They'll be done in 6-7 weeks. But that's by using the 18.6 light cycle. So click that on right after you're confident that you have made successful pollination. 18 hours on, 6 hours off. Now, you may have to increase your feeding. Your watering cycle may have to be more frequent because of this, because you're using more energy, you're running longer. But turn it on 18.6, you will get more productivity. Now, let's think about the feed schedule. Are you on a good feed and water schedule? Are you getting a good water with a little bit of runoff and then the appropriate dryback and then a good, well-scheduled, well-thought-out, well-pH-balanced, a nutritionally balanced diet for your plants? Are they getting all the 16 essential minerals that the plants need for healthy growth? Are you adding anything to make those seeds more robust and more healthy? Do you understand a proper diet for feeding those seeds? I don't know if you do. I'm not doubting you. I'm not saying you don't. I'm asking, do you know what you should be feeding these seedlings? Are you feeding them properly? We'll talk about feeding them briefly. I don't switch to the flowering bottle. If you're using a veg and a flower, keep doing the veg bottle. Don't add the bloom boosters and then basically feed a long veg cycle. I'll add some CalMag through there and keep the CalMag going. And then I do add a couple of things that are kind of like my own secret ingredients. Do I give you one of them right now? All right. I love you guys. I don't talk about this a lot. Gather around. Rasta Jeff's about to give you a secret. They say that amino acids are the building blocks of life. If it's the building block of life, why wouldn't I give it to my pregnant plants and my seed-bearing plants? Give them amino acids. They make your plants grow very quickly. They make your plants happy. Not a lot. Amino acids are readily available for your plants. Just get a bottle of liquid amino if that's what you need to do. Mix it in as instructed. Feed it to your plants. Do that once a week, every other week while they're pollinated, while they're making seeds. I think it will increase the happiness and the viability of your seeds. Amino acids are the building blocks of life. That's what they call it. It's what we've always been told. We're building life. Give it the building blocks of life. Give it the best environment we can. Feed it the best we can. So that's something I would definitely increase or add into there is some amino acids. I'm not going to tell you too many more secrets right now, but feed them properly. Give them a good, happy feed. Photosynthesis Plus will also get you a long way also. So feed them properly. Base nutrients, a little bit of CalMag, a little bit of Photosynthesis Plus, and a little bit of amino acids. One time right before pollination, and then a couple of times through the developmental process, I think that'll make you have some happy plants. So good light, the right intensity, the right spectrum. We're flipping it back to 18.6. We're feeding them properly. What about the VPD in the room? If the room is too dry, the plants will struggle. If the room is too moist, the plants will struggle. Let's get a good VPD in that room. Let's quit talking about big words. VPD means vapor pressure deficit. There's a math equation to be done there to get you to a number. What that really means is get your temperature and your humidity in line. But they are an equation. Once you get more experienced and you understand how they balance each other out, you can work with VPD. If it gets so hot, you want so much humidity. As those things, those parameters shift, they change the VPD in the room. As long as the VPD stays on point, we can move these two parameters to adjust that target VPD. If you got a room that's hard to keep cool or hard to keep warm or hard to keep dry, we can compensate and make the VPD kind of fix the room, make it more adaptable for us. It's like when you go outside in the winter sometimes and it's not windy and it's not snowing. It's a little bit cold, but it feels good. It's because there's not a lot of moisture in the air getting in your clothes and shit. That kind of feels better. When it's really hot, the humidity can really play a role in how that heat affects you. That's the best way I can describe VPD in a human to plant way. The amount of water in the air will determine how that hot and cold fucks with you. Does the cold get up into your clothes? Does the wind bring it into your clothes? I apologize for clearing the throat. This is real podcasting. And I took some gigantic dabs before this show. We got the VPD in line. Now, here's the one of the most important things. Let them finish. All you got to do is let them finish. These plants want to make seeds. The cannabis plant's number one goal in life is to reproduce. That's why the male plants get taller. That's why the girl plants stay down here. The boys get up here so that when the pollen happens, it falls down onto the girls. That is the whole idea. This plant's number one goal is to reproduce. That's why it makes whatever those seeds you call survivor seeds is what some people call them. That's why we get intersex plants. It wants to survive. That's why rotilization exists. These plants, like it's the Jurassic Park theory, life will find a way, and ganja just wants to be pollinated. So if you just let them finish and let them grow properly, these seeds will come out healthy and good. You can make them better. So let them finish. Start doing the pinch and squish test. I'm going to clear my throat one time real hard and we'll keep moving. All right, there we go. We're just going to act like that didn't happen. No edits. Then also, so let the seeds finish. Start giving them the squish and pinch test. Pull a couple out from different spots and determine if the amount of seeds you pulled, if you think those seeds are ripe. When they're hard enough, they're ready to go, dude. You'll start seeing the calyxes and the bracts open up with seeds in there. They're real close if they're doing that. If the seeds in the tops of the nugs are popping open, you're very close. If seeds are falling out, you've probably waited too long. Another tip I can add is do not over defoliate. I do recommend taking some of the excessive leaf out of the room. It does make the room much more manageable. The VPD is more manageable. It mitigates problems. But over defoliation in a seeded crop can slow you down. That will slow down some of the energy to those seeds. I recommend don't over defoliate too heavily. If you normally do like a level 6 or a level 7, I did it again, a 6, 7. If you do that to your plants, maybe only go a 4 or 5 if you're seeding them. Now, some seeds are small. They're still viable. Some seeds are just little. That's just how that plant makes seeds. Some seeds are going to be light in color. I keep those and grow those myself. I send you guys all those colorful, big, robust seeds. I grow the seeds that you're going to freak out if they're in your pack. And guess what? All that shit you see that I post, all the pictures, those come from the goofy seeds. So if they're just as good, they're just not as visually appealing. They don't have to be visually beautiful as a seed. Nature doesn't care about that much. That's more of a customer service issue than a nature thing. Those ugly seeds grow really well. I keep them. I grow them. So here's an idea. You're talking about these plants don't make dark enough and big enough seeds. I've got an idea for you. And this is something I encourage all of the time anyway. I'm assuming you've only pollinated one plant with this because you talked about just the way you did it. It makes me feel like you only did one plant. I would recommend pollinating multiple female plants with this same pollen and seeing how those seeds look from different plants and see just the visual representation from each plant in the seeds and see what they look like, then grow out all of those seeds. Then what we get to do, so we know that chocolate to strawberry tastes like chocolate strawberry. That's what you're going to get. But did the traits come from the strawberry plant or the chocolate plant? We don't know what did what. If the chocolate plant is tall and skinny and the strawberry plant is short and squat, if the progeny are short and squat, that trait came from the strawberry, probably. But we don't know that for sure. So let's breed it to 5 different girls and see what is common. If there's something that happens in all 5 of those, all 5 of that offspring, all 5 of those batches, and all 5 of those populations is the word I'm seeking, that came from the dude. If there are anomalies in all of these, those anomalies came from the girls probably. So you can see what that dude is delivering, and then we can also see what the seeds look like that come from that dude's offspring. All right, I feel like I've rambled on about this one. My friend Josh, thank you for the great question. Make sure you do check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free prize from iRedirect. Wow, that was a good question. Thank you, dude. You really got me going. Let's keep this good momentum, good energy going. I have got another question here in front of me. This one came from Josh Plants Beans. Shout out to Josh Plants Beans. Make sure you check your inbox. If I haven't read your question on the show, don't be discouraged. I've got a mountain of questions here in front of me. I'm going to keep reading through them. I also print more questions every single day, so keep sending your questions. I may read your question on the next episode. And if I haven't read it, you might be the one right here. You could be this person. You could be that guy. So let me read this one here. This one came from Josh Plants Beans. This one says, good afternoon. whatever time it is. I just had a question. I recently bought 2 packs of table seeds. So I sell something on my website called table seeds. As I'm packing up seeds, sometimes a few of them roll away. And at the end of a day or at the end of a weekend of packing up seeds, I'll gather all those seeds off the table and I put them in a bag and then we divide them up into 10 packs and I call those table seeds. They could be anything on the chopping block that I've ever worked with. The fun part is they all go into a bin and I circle them up sometimes. So you could have table seeds from today and 10 years ago in that bin. Who knows what it is? Probably aren't 10 years old because I've ran out before. But I sell table seeds. I don't charge you full price. I give you a bulk pack at a cheap price because they're great seeds. They're high quality seeds, but I don't know what they are. So you just get a mixed bag, a variety, a party pack. And I say there's 10 in there. There's usually 12 to 15 seeds in a table seed pack. So this person bought a couple of table seed packs, and they are wondering if and when they find any keepers, would it be wrong to use them in a breeding project? That part I encourage. Find a couple of wonderful plants, a boy, 2 or 3 girls, get yourself a nice little nasty party going on there. Make enough seeds to have seeds for the rest of your life. That is what I encourage. The second part of this says, would it be wrong to use them in a breeding project and rename them? I don't like that part. I just don't like that. We'll keep reading. It said, or what would be the correct course for that scenario? Thank you for everything you do. Don't forget to take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me. Hey, wait a minute. That's my line. All right. Anyway, they want to know about some ethics. They want to breed with table seeds and they want to know, can I rename them and then make some seeds with them? And then I don't know what you plan on doing after that. If you're just going to grow those seeds and have fun with it and grow it and smoke it, maybe sell a couple of eights to your friends and post pictures on the internet, do whatever you want. I don't care. But if you ever plan to put those seeds online and make a dollar from them and share them with the world and do any sort of commerce or business with them, it is ethical and responsible of you, and it might help you out business-wise. I'm not trying to be egotistical, but think about it this way. It would make the most sense to put Irie Genetics table seed number 27 crossed to Irie Genetics table seed 52 on the package. Because if you're a new breeder, nobody knows who you are yet. And if they go, oh, he used Rasta Jeff shit, that's good stuff to start with. Let's see what he's playing with. It might be beneficial to you. It would be like sitting in with a bigger band. It would be like your favorite band featuring new guy. You go, oh, new guy, I'm going to check him out. It just might help you out in that way. So it would be ethical. And this is my opinion, my thought on this. You could do whatever you want, dude. But if you're going to put these to market, if you're going to put them on a website, if you're going to sell them, put them out there, the best way to do it is to say Irie Genetics table seed number 25. Name it if you want to. Fucking Bertha. That's a Grateful Dead song is why I chose Bertha. Bertha, Irie Genetics table seed number 30. Cross to St. Stephen, another Grateful Dead song. And don't steal these names, you guys. Whatever... table seed number 52, and then you can name those, maybe that might be cool, but I would make sure to include that it's table seed from Irie Genetics, because that's going to help everybody out in the future, and that's honesty and transparency. And I feel like why people trust me and support me in this industry and this community is because I'm transparent and I'm honest. I'm not the smartest dude in the fucking room. I don't know more shit than everybody else. But I show my face. I'm right here. You can ask me a question. Come to Discord. I'm there taking dabs a lot. I'll get real high and talk too much about the question you ask. Don't worry. That's the honesty, the transparency, the presence, the availability. That's why people like me. So don't fuck that up. Start openly. Say, this is what this is, and the people will love you. Honesty goes a long way in this business because there are a lot of people who, first of all, we don't even know what they look like. You can send them an email and they can reply with a picture of a middle finger and a wiener because we have no idea who they are. You're talking to me. When you email me in the customer service, it comes to me. It's all me. So that I think that using that honesty and that integrity will go a long way for you. Let me get to the notes here. I said, you can rename it, but that's not cool. Be honest and it will get you much further were the notes that I wrote. And that's exactly what I mean. Be honest. It'll get you much further. Just the honesty, the integrity, that goes a long way in everything in life. The karmically, I don't know if you believe in karma, but it will come back around to you. Then also, like I said, the aspect of just putting, you're putting a very well-known label on your brand. That that endorses it right there. And I'm saying you can do it. I'm encouraging it. So take that endorsement. And then it says it also may help if you want to sell your seeds. My brand is known. So you get years of credit and the history of just your seeds right there. And then we step to another segment of this idea. Send me pictures of your table seeds. If you find some amazing shit, maybe, I don't make any promises, maybe I can identify them. I don't have any guarantees, but some stuff really stands out to me. Like a Lemon Jeffrey, I'd go, that's fucking Lemon Jeffrey. Like Orangegasm, you can smell that. You're going to go, oh, that smells like sweet oranges and it's shaped like this. It's probably Orangegasm. There's many of my lines I've run a lot of times and I know their traits and I know what they do. I can identify a lot of them. Also, a lot of times it's going to be a total crapshoot because there's so many seeds in that table seed mix. So send me pictures. Maybe I can identify it for you. And then the next note that I did was the iRead Genetics table seed to the table seed idea. So another thing I thought of, here's another note that I've got written down. This is going to make sense to you. It means a lot to us to have, it means a lot to a breeder and to the consumers that you're using plants that you have, you can kind of be honest about. That's honesty is a big part of this. But I would take those two table seeds and breed them together and be honest about what those are. iRead Genetics table seed male to iRead Genetics table seed female. Name them Bill and Becky if you want. Let Bill and Becky get it on. Then find a male out of those. And that is your true male because now you've done some work. You didn't just get seeds from me and start making shit and put it to market. You've actually found a male that you've done some work to create, not just find it. You took a boy, you took a girl. Now you've done a job. What came out of that job is now yours. And with that, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Nobody can be mad at you about that. It would be cool if you gave it true credit to the person that made the original seeds. And I would say that if that was anybody. You notice when I put a cross out, I put the genetics of the cross on there. Even the BC Lemon Skunk, I breed with BC Lemon Skunk. BC is the company. That is the BC Seed Company is where that came from. So BC Lemon Skunk, the BC is BC. And the other one is GH Lemon Skunk. That's Greenhouse Lemon Skunk. That's why you'll see the the two differences. I don't know the word I'm looking for. That's how we delineate between those two plants in the garden there. So breed them together. Find yourself a male. Name him. And then use that male for a bunch of stuff. And then also use that male to make your F2s because that's where you're going to find a lot of gems. All right, my dude, John Plants Beans. I have talked a long time about this question. I appreciate this great one. Make sure you check your inbox because I have sent you a coupon code for a free gift at iRedirect. And if you act quickly, there is a huge sale happening right now at iRedirect. There's a lot of limited edition stuff going out. We are being... November 13th, there is a new rule that goes into effect that we cannot ship our favorite seeds across state lines. I've talked a lot about that, but if you aren't aware, November 13th is the deadline. Unless they give us an extension or things change or we come up with new ideas, we have to be careful. We have to follow all of the laws. So far, it looks like November 13th will be the time for out-of-state shipping of our favorite seeds. iRead Genetics seeds will not be able to be shipped. So I'm going through my personal vault of seeds. I've got boxes, bags and boxes. If you're a Kill Tony fan, bags and boxes. I got bags and boxes of seeds. I'm going through all of those and I'm having like, it's like going through a time machine or it's like going through your old baseball cards or a yearbook or something. But any seeds I don't feel that I need essentially for the future of my career, my life in these plants, I'm going to let them go on my website. Some of them will go for blowout prices. Take them, you can have them. Some of the stuff that I'm attached to, you're going to have to pay for the pain. That's just how it goes. But they are limited edition. They're collector's items. Dude, when I say collector's items, I do not mean put them in a safe and save them forever. I mean grow the shit out of them because they're fire. I'm really proud of these. They're things that I made. There were limited batches of them. Maybe I only made 30 or 50 seeds. I'm going to put out most of them so that you guys, some of them, you're going to get all of them. Some there's only one pack. There's some stuff that I only made 10 or 12 or 13. If there's like 17 seeds, I put it all in one pack. We'll put it up on iRead Direct. I've got pride in it, but I'm not going to get to it. I've got more seeds than I could grow in my entire lifetime in my vault. So I'm going to let you guys have the stuff that I don't think I'll get to at a reasonable, acceptable price. But those are all the things I don't think I'm going to get to. I'm not sure why I've lost track of my thought process here. Oh, I'm getting nostalgic. Going through these bins is like looking through a yearbook because I'll pull out a bag of seeds and I'll read the cross and I'll go like, wow, King Kim Grape Stomper to Lemon Jeffrey, or it's the opposite. Lemon Jeffrey to King Kim Grape Stomper OG. I made that, and like I start thinking about when I made that and like the time frame that was going on and the plants that were in the room and the room that it was made in. Sometimes I can smell the grow that it happened in. Some rooms and buildings just have a natural smell to them, or an unnatural smell, and I get nostalgic and I can smell those rooms. Like, oh man, I know where these were made. So I'm going down memory lane. I'm opening up the yearbook and I'm giving you access to a lot of that stuff. So don't let me down. Get that stuff and grow it. Grow the shit out of it. Don't keep it as a collector's item. It is a limited edition, but I want you to grow the seeds. Keep the packaging. The packaging is the collector's edition. That's the item you want to keep. Grow the seeds. Grow those beans. Find the best clone you can out of that stuff. Send me a clone of it if you want to. I'm just begging now, but find a clone of that and keep it around forever. If you've got friends that grow, spread that clone to them. Grow that shit. That is, I'm proud of it. You guys are getting some of the, my life's work is coming out. It'll be on iRedirect. All right, I'm rambling at this point, boys and girls. Let me make sure I'm covering up all my notes. There's a birthday sale happening at iRedirect. iRedirect, go check it out right now. You don't need any coupon codes. You don't need any discounts, no passwords. Everything will be marked down. However, some of the coupon codes may still be valid. Give them a try, see what works for you. Also, iRedirect is all equipped to take credit cards and possibly debit cards, I think, through Wave Payment Processing. It's easiest if you click the one tab that you don't have to make an account. Click it through there. It's super easy. But also, many people are paranoid or simply do not want to pay via credit card. If you would like to operate with either crypto or cash, send me an email. I would be more than happy to help you out. It's best if you skip a step. Send me your wish list. Say, these are the packs that I want. If you know the total, include that total. I will verify that those packs are available. I will verify that your total is correct, because a lot of you forget to add shipping, and some of you forget that there are coupon codes. I do help you guys out with that. So I'll verify your price. I'll give you the best possible price for those packs if you're paying cash or crypto. Then I will verify that they were there. Then I'll put those packs on hold for you on iRedirect. If I don't have them on hold, any of the other shoppers can buy them. So send me an email. I do my best to check my email frequently. I'll get your packs on hold for you if I'm near the computer. If I'm out on the road, it's hard to put packs on hold. I'll do my best. Then we'll get your cash order. As soon as the cash gets to me, I will dispatch your order. I just click it from on hold to paid. We can send you your beans. It's pretty easy. Once again, iRedirect, fresh drop, birthday shit. There may be a few packs there. Nope, those are gone by the time I say this. Go get your ice cream, Peyton. Go get your blueberry to blueberry cookies and blueberry, lots of blueberry stuff. But cash and crypto, if you want to do that. Boys and girls, I'm just rambling at this point. Let's get out of here. This could be a good podcast if we just quit now, quit adding shit on, right? Thank you for watching. I do appreciate you. You guys mean the world to me. Without you guys, this wouldn't be what it is. It's a group effort here. So thank you. It's reciprocal. I'm telling you, I should have gone 5 minutes ago. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to my buddy Drake in Canada. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me. Time to take another dab. Grab your piece and then I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, Pokemon, be relax. Hold up. Roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe. Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Feeling like to cannabis, go from your heart, cure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way, grow from your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong, join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love flows within us like a dove. Educate and elevate, join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth, in the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through, in this garden find the new. Rise up higher, find your way, grow from your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong, join the movement.
lawyer lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through in this garden, find a new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light we stand.